I said at the beginning that today is the feast of Saint Athanasius, but that most of us here are probably not here for Saint Athanasius, as great as he is, but we are here to honor Our Lady. And today's first Saturday, a fitting time to give honor to Our Lady here in this shrine, Our Lady of Manawa. That's why I'm here. My name is Father Daniel. I'm a guest here. I'm a priest of the Anawim community in Las Piñas. And I'm here with two buses full of pilgrims from Las Piñas. We are on a pilgrimage, partly to celebrate my silver anniversary as a priest. I was ordained 25 years ago, last Tuesday, April 28th, 2001. So on this pilgrimage, I'm offering masses of thanksgiving for the great gift of the priesthood. I want to honor our Lord and I want to honor Our Lady. Yesterday, we were in Alaminos, where I was ordained 25 years ago, Alaminos Pangasinan. It was First Friday, so we honored the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We honored St. Joseph the Worker. Today's First Saturday, so when we were planning the pilgrimage, I said, well, let's honor Our Lady on First Saturday. And what better place is there in this whole region of the Philippines to honor Our Lady than this shrine, this beautiful and holy place, the shrine, the minor basilica of Our Lady of the Rosary of Manawa. Our Lady of Manawa is part of my own journey. I want to share the story with you. Way back in 1992, long before I arrived in the Philippines, the first members of the Anawim community were in Binondo, in Manila, and a pilgrim image of Our Lady of Manawa was brought to that parish in Binondo, the parish of Our Lady of the Most Holy Rosary, also now the Minor Basilica of San Lorenzo Ruiz. And when one of our members, Sister Barbara, saw the image of Our Lady of Manawa being carried into the church, she had a kind of vision of Our Lady of the image coming alive and walking from the back of the church, walking over the heads of the people to the front where the image was going to be enshrined. She was quite surprised by this experience of Our Lady of Manawa coming alive. And then when she got to the front, turned back into the statue again. At the end of the Mass, it happened again. The statue came alive in her vision. She was the only one who saw this. The statue came alive and walked over the heads of the people back to where the procession was carrying the image. So Sister Barbara was saying, what is this? What is this strange experience? About that same time, Bishop Cabrera of Alaminos had come on a pilgrimage to Binondo and met another one of our sisters, Sister Carol, sitting over there. And he said, well, if you're Anawim community, you should come to Alaminos, Diocese of Alaminos, because we're Anawim. We're the poor of God. When Sister Barbara heard that, she concluded that Our Lady was calling Anawim to Pangasinan, because that's who Our Lady of Manawag is. She's the lady who calls. This all happened before I got to the Philippines and before I ever thought of becoming a priest. But Our Lady called us to Pangasinan, and then, 9 years later, I was ordained in the cathedral in Pangasinan. So Our Lady, who we honor in Anawim as Our Lady of the liturgical life, because she ponders the word and she teaches us how to ponder the word, is the same lady who calls us. And she has called us all here today, on this first Saturday of May, to honor her and give her thanks. That's why I'm here, and I'm happy to be here with my Anawim brothers and sisters and with all of you. Now, the Gospel today doesn't mention Our Lady, but it is a very important Gospel, and Mary ponders all these things in her heart, and she ponders this Gospel where Jesus speaks about his relationship with the Father. He says so many things about the Father that finally Philip says, Lord, show us the Father. You keep talking about the Father. Show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Philip is expressing a desire that is in the hearts of all of us. We want to see God. We are made to see God. We have a longing for union with God, but we can't see him, and very often we don't know where he is and what he's doing. So we have this longing to see God. Jesus says to Philip, Don't you know that when you see me, you see the Father? Don't you know that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? Jesus is the way to the Father. This will come up again in tomorrow's gospel. In fact, today's gospel and tomorrow's gospel are very similar. Jesus is the way to the Father. Jesus is the one who reveals the Father, who shows us the Father. Well, if that's the case, what's the role of Mama Mary? What's the role of Our Lady of Manawag? If we look at the image of Our Lady of Manawag, we see she's holding Jesus. She's showing us Jesus. She's teaching us who is the Son of God. Mary leads us to Jesus. Jesus leads us to the Father. Mary calls us. She calls us to Jesus. Jesus is the way to the Father. Mary is the way to the way. Jesus is the way to the Father. Through Mary, to Jesus through Mary. This is the secret of Our Lady. It's a secret that not everybody knows. When Sister Barbara, back in 1992, was so moved by this image of Our Lady of Manawag, she bought a big stack of pictures. They're about, about this big, and she brought them to the United States and passed them out to everybody. The first time I had ever seen the image of Our Lady of Manawag, the first time I ever heard the word, in fact, I didn't know how to pronounce it. It has so many vowels. Manawag. And the image was so unusual. I had never seen anything like it. Lots of jewels and crowns and gold. And the baby has very long hair. Mahabang buhok ng baby. And I never saw anything like it. And then the face of the baby, he looks like he's thinking about making a joke, or he's thinking about something. He has a secret plan. If you look in the face of the baby in the image of Our Lady of Manawag. Well, it is true, Jesus has surprises for us. Jesus' surprise to me was that he called me to be a priest. And that comes back to the reason why I'm here, celebrating my silver anniversary. When Jesus has a plan for us, even though it takes us by surprise, it's a good plan. And the right response to Jesus is to say yes. The right response to Mary when she calls is to say yes. The right response to the will of the Father is to say yes. So as we celebrate on this first Saturday, we say yes to Mama Mary, who calls us. We say yes to Jesus, who is one with the Father. We say yes to the Father, who has a great plan for us, for our loved ones, for the church, and for the whole world.